When it comes to Robert Morris news, sports, and lifestyle, nobody has it covered better than RMU Sentry Media. And now, with the RMU Sentry Media app, you can have all the RMU information you need in the palm of your hand and on the go, including RMU Radio and RMU TV. Download the app today on iTunes, Google Play, or Android Market, or go to rmucentrymedia.com, the number one news source for Robert Morris University.
Tuesday night, spaghetti dinner on RMU Radio.
Yeah, Christmas. Woo! Christmas! It's our Christmas show, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Welcome to the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show. I'm your host, Ogie. To my right, which no one really can tell, so they don't really care, is my co-host, Mr. Michael Spellman.
What's going on, guys?
And then guests tonight, we've got Mr. Michael West.
How's it going?
Mr. Jesse Lyons.
Hi, guys.
And Mr. Jeffrey Gardner.
My name's Dave.
Right.
Okay.
You're muted for that one.
Oh, man. That's rough.
Happy holidays.
Oh, we're going to do that again.
Yeah. Happy holidays, everybody.
Excuse me.
Merry Christmas.
You're going to tell me Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That offended me.
I thought that again already.
Oh, we did talk about that, didn't we?
Yeah, no, we absolutely.
We have on previous show talked about the whole Starbucks.
Yeah, political correctness.
Yeah, but we're not going to talk about that today. This is all fun Christmas stuff. So
fun.
We're gonna have fun today.
Christmas.
All right.
I love Christmas.
I love Christmas too.
Best time of the year.
I don't necessarily love Christmas Day, but I love just all of it.
Why don't you like Christmas Day?
No, I mean, I do like Christmas Day. It's just not like the highlight of the Christmas season for me.
The highlight of the Christmas season for me now is getting a month off of school.
That is true. That is true.
Do you like just more the atmosphere?
Yeah, I love the atmosphere.
Okay.
Atmosphere of Christmas. That's my thing.
Hearing Christmas music everywhere you go. People somewhat genuinely happy.
Yeah.
I hear you.
Yeah, I suppose
somewhat
so.
Genuinely. Yeah.
Some maybe not so much.
Just a little.
Right.
But we're going to focus on the happy ones.
Yeah. So, speaking of Christmas Day, why don't we go through and talk about what everyone does on Christmas? If Jeff, across the table.
Christmas Day?
Just the Christmassy.
Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Yeah, that whole Christmas process. What do you do? What does Jeffrey Gardner do on Christmas?
We have to go to church every Christmas Eve, just something guilted into doing. And then after church, my friend Joe from back home throws a Christmas party, and I always go there to partake in the festivities. Then I come home, and like our family Christmas tradition is giving our parents the gifts we bought them. So we do that on Christmas Eve. Uh-huh. And then the next morning, we wake up and eat cookies and open presents, and then my dad makes breakfast, and then we go to my aunt's for dinner.
Oh, nice.
Jesse?
I am also guilted into going church. Me and Jeff actually go to the same church.
We do.
So we spend some time there. Then nothing much after that on Christmas Eve. Then on Christmas, we wake up. My papa makes us some
papa
good
Greg.
Old... Papa Greg makes us good old breakfast. We open presents and then go about our day for the rest of the day, going with family member to family member.
Mike West.
All right. So Christmas Eve dinner, we'll have at just anyone's house, doesn't matter, whether it be like lasagna, stuffed shells, like some random dinner for Christmas Eve.
See, you said you have lasagna with your Christmas meal.
Christmas Eve.
See, I've heard other people recently, just recently, I've heard of people eating like lasagna and pastas with their Christmas dinner.
Yeah.
I'd said on our Thanksgiving special that I'd eaten either stuffed shells or lasagna with Thanksgiving. But it didn't happen this year, and me and
really?
My family were very disappointed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was really
sorry, continue.
Yeah,
it was interesting. I've never heard that until recently. I've heard people
multiple
people.
One of those two on Christmas Eve dinner. and then the music. And then Christmas Day, we'll all go to my... There's no church, I'm sorry. I don't go to church. But Christmas Day, we'll go to my grandma's and we'll all have some ham, you know, usual stuff, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, whatnot, and we'll open presents.
Nice.
So Christmas Eve, my mother goes to church probably around 2 or something like that. I do not go to church either because I don't.
No, let's look, go further into that. Why don't you...
I just don't. Not my thing. So then...
Do you hate Jesus?
Alrighty.
This isn't a crusade on Christmas, alright?
The war on Christmas is real.
So then we go down and we eat... I eat Christmas Eve dinner at my grandmother's house with the family. And then we do presents there that night. And then at home, we do Christmas Day. We open presents in the morning, and my mother makes breakfast and all that fun stuff. And then we go and eat Christmas Day dinner at my father's house. So that's what we do.
Nice.
Yeah.
Let's see. In the Ogwich household, we used to go to my grandparents' house for Christmas Eve. We did dinner and presents there. And then we always go to midnight mass on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Midnight mass?
Yeah.
Tell me more about
it. It's
this.
At exactly midnight. It's just church at midnight on Christmas Eve.
Wouldn't it be Christmas then?
Well, I guess technically, yeah. But yeah, midnight. The midnight between Christmas Eve and Christmas, we go to church. And then in the morning, we open presents. Play with all our toys, and then we go to my grandparents' house on Christmas. Open presents, have dinner. Then the day after Christmas, we go to my mom's side of the family, my aunt's house, and we have dinner and open presents there.
Okay.
Yeah.
A little double Christmas action.
Yeah. Get it all in there. So yeah.
Gotta love double Christmas.
Yeah, it's the best.
Never had double Christmas.
Oh, sorry.
As a child of divorce, double Christmas is the standard. And it's quite incredible.
Well, Jeff, you could have a double Christmas because we're doing a gift exchange in the suite.
That is true. And we celebrate like Slovak Christmas as well in my family on my mom's side. So
very cool.
But we just really do like the traditional dinner, but we don't really exchange gifts. We do like gag gifts basically. Gotcha. But yeah.
Which is pretty much gonna be
what we're gonna
feel
do.
Like, yeah, I feel like
we're gonna do a white elephant exchange.
For those of you listening, our suite is doing a white elephant Christmas present exchange where we all went out and got a present under $5. That was the budget was $5, and then we're gonna draw a number. You spent $100?
Mike West spent $0. Cops out on us.
That's
Mike
not West. True at all.
Oh.
That isn't true.
Wow. Did you get a gift?
Yeah.
Where did you go?
As soon as you told me that it was tonight.
What'd
he
you
does
get?
Stuff you don't know about.
Yeah, he really does.
Oh, yeah.
He like.
He's a sneaky snake.
Yeah, we sometimes have no idea what's going on. We never live together, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
We
lead completely different lives.
Absolutely.
He steals my Netflix.
Steals is a strong word.
He uses my Netflix, and I use his iron. So,
I
fair trade.
Another thing we do on Christmas Eve, I guess, we play bingo. We bring prizes for that. It's actually pretty legit.
Interesting.
Like, nice prizes too.
Do you have like an official caller in the set like that?
Yeah,
like,
it's me.
Yeah, it's you.
It's me.
That is
absolutely.
That's cool.
Do you ever rig the game?
No.
Uh-oh.
My mom did win a blender last year.
How convenient.
Nice.
A little bit convenient.
Very interesting.
So, what's your favorite gift that you guys have gotten on Christmas? Is there anything that stands out? Anything that comes to mind? Favorite gift? Jeff?
Favorite gift. 1 year I got Penguins tickets. That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Mm, 1 year I got a guitar, and I'm getting another guitar this Christmas. So I think the one I'm getting this Christmas stands out, though. I haven't got it yet, but I picked it out.
You're really excited about it?
I really am, yeah. So I'm going to go with that.
Jess?
Guitar.
My favorite gift is actually going to be this year, getting a lot of pre-workout.
A ton
of pre-workout and other workout memorabilia.
For those of you who don't know Jesse, he's a fitness buff.
But I've never been to the gym.
All he does is work out.
If
he doesn't
never been to the gym, it's all at home.
Literally a fitness buff. What is mine? Maybe Nintendo 64? Yeah. Way, way, way back in the day.
That'd be a pretty cool gift to get as a little kid.
Yeah. Oh, I was joyed, man.
Was that like the classic come down the stairs, you see the red bike and your eyes just go...
Oh, yeah, you little freak out, the recording. You're like, oh, my God, thank you. And then you don't leave your room for a week.
Ever.
For the next 8 years.
That's, yeah. Well, like, next foreseeable future. Anyway, what's your spell?
I don't know if it's the best gift that I ever got, but, like, probably, like, one of the most excited I'd ever been was one year I got a giant Nerf rocket launcher, and I had a lot of fun with that one. So
giant Nerf rocket launcher.
Yeah, I mean, that's pretty cool. It was like a 2 foot long rocket, foam rocket that it shot.
And it was like all like Nerf brand.
Yeah, it was Nerf.
Some knockoff.
Yeah, it was Nerf.
I've had like the knockoff ones where it's just like a pump, and
yeah.
I'm gonna assume that your brother James fell victim to that.
Well, we both shot each other with that many. Like if you got hit in the face with that, it hurt. It hurt.
So that's where you aimed, right?
Oh, yeah, obviously. It had, like, a plastic...
cap?
Plastic cap top, and then...
it's vicious.
It's pretty good. It was, like, you pumped it up, like, as many times as you could before, like, the pump would stop you from...
And then you just let it go.
Yeah.
Wow.
How fast do you think that thing moved?
probably not that fast, looking back on it, but back then it seemed pretty strong.
Ogie?
I don't know, 2 years ago, my dad got him and I tickets to see Trans-Siberian Orchestra, the first row, right up on the stage. That was pretty
fancy.
Cool.
Fancy.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
Very classy.
Yeah.
Were they good?
They were. It was phenomenal. We go and see them every year.
Did, like, when they were moving very fast, did they, like, sweat on you or anything?
No, but they were close enough where they could. Like, the one guitarist, I forgot his name, he would, like, have conversations with us during the song. He would, like, I love playing this song. Everyone having fun. How's it going? I was like, it's so cool.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
It was very neat.
So you guys see the show off?
First time I see them. You enjoying it?
Being, like, right up in any type of show is probably really cool.
Yeah.
Like, I love trying to get close to the front when I go to concerts and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Like, you show up, like, 5 hours early, and, like, you're waiting and waiting and waiting, but when you eventually get in and you're in the front row, it's so worth it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's totally cool.
Yes, it depends on the event.
Like, Stage AE, one of the concert halls in Pittsburgh, they have a club stage, and literally, like, where the stage ends, the audience begins. So, like, you could literally just put your hand on the stage and, like, high-five people.
Someone.
It's so cool.
But yeah, so like, I don't know if you guys do like, have a, so like, alright, let me just get it out of here. When we do presents, we like unwrap all of our presents, me, my parents, my sister, we unwrap them all, and like, I always know we're going to get like a big ticket item, but my dad does it the same every year.
It's like a family gift or like
each person gets like a big ticket present. But, like, he always does it the same every year ever since I could remember. Like, so we open our little presents from each other and all that. And then at the end, we're like, all right, that's it. Yay, good Christmas. And we, like, start picking up the paper. And he, like, goes to wherever he hides them that year. And he's like, oh, but wait, there's more. And
you always act surprised.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, oh, you got us, Dad. It's so funny. Like, do you guys do anything like that? Like, little traditions that you always keep the same every year?
Yeah, like, we give our parents the gifts we get them before Christmas Eve, and then like we always open stocking stuff first.
Yeah,
and
that's
then
what we do.
We have like an order we have to open stuff in, like it goes youngest to oldest. So I'll start my sister, my brother, and then my parents, my mom, and my dad.
Oh,
so,
wow.
Yeah.
Mine is
you can't go out of order. Like it has to be done that way.
Right.
And like it's my job to hand them out because that's like always the way it was done. So I always hand the presents out.
Mm. Mine is so much less civil than that. So basically. There's me, and I also have four younger cousins, and we're all just, like, considered the kids. So, like, as soon as we get there, like, the second everyone is there, all the kids get handed their gifts, and they just open just immediately. Like,
there's no order at all.
It's chaos.
Everything's organized. Like, everybody has, like, their stuff in one place. Like, my stuff. My sisters, brothers, parents. It's, like, all organized.
No, we just, like, we're all, like, go to our separate corners or whatever, and my grandma will just, like, hand us gift after gift, and we'll just, like, sit in our corner unwrapping stuff, stacking it behind us or whatever. Yeah.
Interesting.
Jesse, go ahead. Let me hear yours.
Neat.
We don't really have that many traditions. We kind of just go crazy opening. We do kind of like you. We have to open our big thing last. They hold that, but they don't like hide it or anything.
Right. We're not like required to open our big gift last, but like you always save it because you want like build up to it.
Right.
One year my sister got a bike, but like my dad like hit it, and like we were around the Christmas tree, and she opened all our stuff.
Where did he hide a bike?
In the laundry room, because the laundry room's completely on the other end of the, you know, the house.
My dad, did that one year. They got my sister a cell phone, and they hid it in the dishwasher. So like after we opened all the presents, we had breakfast. My parents were like, "All right, Sarah, go load the dishwasher." And she opened it up, and there it was, all wrapped up. She goes, "What?" And it was pretty cool.
One time, better if she didn't see.
Yeah, she just started it.
Yeah.
One year when I was really young. I remember my dad got my mama like a ring, and he like got like a big like the box you put like clothes in and stuff like that, and you give gifts in. And he had, and he like she opened it, and it was like the tissue paper. And she opened it up. It said, "Check the tree." My dad hid the ring in the tree. It took my mom an hour to find the ring.
That's awesome.
He didn't like hide it up front either. He like tucked it like on the back side of the tree, like pretty far back there.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty. It was pretty cool.
Go ahead.
That reminds me. When I was younger, I used to have, like, little action figures, and I'd play with them, like, on the tree, have them fight between the branches, and I'd, like, launch them into the tree from, like, the room, and I'd try to find them.
Did you break stuff?
Probably. I don't remember a specific time.
But. With, like, wrapping gifts and stuff, every year, I started this a couple years ago with one of my sister's gifts, and it would be, like, a very, like, sorry, gotta have background music. It'd be like a very like not worth it gift. So like for example, last year I made her a copy of our house key, but it had like a penguin on it, and she loves penguins. So I took that key and I put it into like a box, and then I like wrapped that up with like duct tape. And I put that inside something else, and I just keep wrapping it up. I'd use like a whole roll and a half of duct tape, tons of tape. I just tape the hell out of it.
A roll and a half of duct tape?
Oh, I get it. There's a lot of. She's got to go through a lot to open this gift. And then once I finally get it all wrapped up nice with all the tape, then I will finally go with the second final layer of like wrapping paper and make it look nice. And then. It's the best part of Christmas just to see her trying to open this, and then when she finally gets it all open, it's just a no nonsense, horrible, awful, not worth it gift.
I love doing stuff like that too.
Yeah, two years ago, I got her boxes for favorite Clif Bars, but I individually wrapped each bar like that. Phenomenal.
Well, my sister was like literally in like kindergarten, like you graduate kindergarten, people make a big deal out of it, like, "Oh, I learned my ABCs." But, like, they have to, like, say, like, "Oh, what do you want to be when you grow up?" She said she wanted to be a crayon maker, so one year I bought her a box of crayons. That's original. I wrapped each crayon individually, and she opened every single one of them. It was great.
Was she happy?
But it was funny.
Yeah, I do that every year, and each year it keeps getting, like, more complex, and it's awesome. It's the best part of my Christmas.
I would just stop opening them.
Yeah.
Be like, not worth it.
She's gotten to that point where she's like, again, like, really, what is it going to be? It's just not worth it.
How funny is that going to be when you're like 50 years old?
Yeah. Just having like a metal box that's welded.
But it's like a Chinese puzzle box.
Open that if you weld a metal box shut.
Well, that's up to her. Yeah, and then like another awesome tradition we used to do on Christmas. When my sister and I were younger, when we got up in the morning, I was always like the first one up. I still am. I'm an early riser, like 7 o'clock. And so we'd have to wait for everyone to get up. My dad would be and it's still today, my dad's the first one allowed downstairs. So he has to go and check to make sure Santa came and he left. And he'd, like, turn the lights out on the tree, and he'd, turn the teapot for my mom. And then once everything was ready downstairs, my sister and I would sit on the top step of our stairs. And my dad would read off trivia questions. And then we'd have to answer it, and whenever you got one right, you got to go down a step.
That's
we'd
do adorable. That is adorable.
And we'd do that until we got to the bottom of the stairs, and then we could open our stockings and move on with the presents. It was awesome. I loved it. It was the best part. Next, besides Sarah's gift.
Well, what's the difficulty on those questions?
One year, he does, like, history and It's like all over the place. He did like Civil War trivia 1 year and a bunch of different trivial questions. I was always the first one down.
How many Union soldiers had their legs blown off? All right, go open presents.
Yeah.
My morning is definitely a lot less elaborate than that. Like when I was a kid, I would just, it'd be 8 o'clock sharp. I'd get up and then like bang on my mom's door, and I'd have to wait until she got her coffee before I can open any presents. And then she'd make me cinnamon rolls though for breakfast, so it was pretty dope. Oh,
that's good.
Yeah.
That's
nice. Every Christmas I get cinnamon rolls.
I do love Christmas morning just because like my mom just gets every type of pastry, breakfast pastry.
That Pillsbury, man.
We make French toast sticks, and it's
oh yes,
I want French toast.
Pops always
so
makes like breakfast sandwiches, like eggs and toast and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And every year he like almost burns the toast. There's been years like the toaster we broken the toaster because he just hasn't paid attention to it.
I think it's funny, like, so I'm sure like most of us were this way, like when we were kids we were like really excited for Christmas morning. We were up at like the crack of dawn, who go down, and everyone else kind of just drags themselves down, and
yeah,
that's how we are now. That's how
I'm still the first one up jumping like, on everyone's bed.
My sister's, it's Christmas, it's Christmas. We'll be like, can we do Christmas at like 11? I'm like, no, we're doing it 9.
That's way too late.
9 at the latest.
Yeah,
8. We're doing it at 8 o'clock, and they're like, fine, we'll do it at 8. And then 8 rolls around, and I'm like, this is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
And then I throw myself down the stairs and crawl onto the couch and wait for everyone else. Nice. That's what we do.
I like last couple of years, it's just been like 10 o'clock, and I'm like still in bed, and someone has to come down and wake me up. So I'm just like, all right, I'll go now.
I've never been like that. I don't think I ever will be. I love Christmas so much. Love it.
I just don't like the morning.
And it's not.
I love Christmas dinner.
It's good.
Yeah, it's delicious.
Well, let's take a break, and I'll tell you why I love Christmas so much. So stick with us. You'll listen to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show on IMU Radio, Your Campus, Your Voice, our Christmas show.
Spoiler alert, it's a Christmas joy. That's why I love it so much.
No, it's not. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Ashley. Bashy. Captain of the RMU Women's Hockey. Catch our games live on
This is Joe Hale, television engineer at the Academic Media Center at Robert Morris University. You are listening to RMU Radio, your campus, your voice.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. Take a look at the 5 and 10. It's glistening once again with candy canes and silver lanes that glow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. A pair of hop-along boots and a pistol that shoots is the wish of Barney and Ben. Dolls that'll talk and we'll go for a walk is the hope of Janice and Jen. And Mom and Dad can hardly wait for school to start again. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas everywhere you go. There's a tree in the Grand Hotel, one in the park as well. It's the sturdy kind that doesn't mind the snow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Soon the bells will start, and the thing that'll make them ring is the carol that you sing right within your heart. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door. Sure, it's Christmas once a more.
Tuesday night spaghetti dinner on RMU Radio on R. MU Radio on RMU Radio.
Little Mr. Grinch action for you.
Speaking of that, let's just go right into it. Favorite Christmas movies.
Oh.
Ogie, lead us off.
I'd have to say this isn't a very popular movie, but It's a Wonderful Life. I love that movie.
I feel like it's a very popular movie, just not with our...
Not, right. You wouldn't think that would be someone's favorite Christmas movie.
Not but someone of your age.
It's definitely my favorite Christmas movie. We watch it, well, we used to watch it every Christmas Eve night. Because it's always played on TV. I love it. Absolutely love it.
Are we going to go to me?
Yeah, we could.
Okay. So my favorite one for sure is National Lampoon's There's No Way Around It. That is a classic movie. That being said, I hate... Well, all right.
I don't hate A Christmas Story.
But it bothers me that they play it for like 20...
Non-stop. Someone has Christmas
to say
Eve.
It. Let me tell Someone you. Has to say
Christmas it. Eve, it is on the TV.
In my house. All
day. Non-stop, and it kills me. But yeah, National Lampoon's.
Obviously the Grinch.
The original.
Yeah, the original. Original Grinch is pretty great. The live action one is good, but I mean, I like the original the best.
A lot of people hate the Jim Carrey live action one.
It was
I don't understand why. I don't.
It was okay.
Cindy Lou.
You don't like. You don't like it. Or
I do. I think it's good. Cindy Lou, who grew up, and she's. Very pretty girl now.
Also the Santa Claus, of course.
The original Santa Claus, like with Tim Allen?
Yeah.
Is there a remake of Santa Claus?
Well, there's a bunch of movies named Santa Claus.
Yeah,
a bunch of sequels.
But the original Tim Allen, great film, great film.
I have to go with Elf. I love Elf.
Elf is a good one.
I watch it every year. I love Will Ferrell. It's definitely probably my favorite Christmas movie.
He's our brother.
He is a brother.
He is.
And he's Rod Dell. Anyway, I'm going to go against Spell here and say I do like The Christmas Story. It's one of my favorites.
Wow.
But Santa Claus with Tim Allen, the original, is my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah.
Had that on VHS tape.
Ooh,
nice.
Serious stuff.
Yep. But so before the break, I said why I love Christmas so much. I was going to say, right. The reason I love Christmas so much is because everything has to do with tradition. Everything we just talked about the first part of the show is all traditions, you know? It's everything's the same, or if it's not the same, you remember how it was, how it was the same. I just love that. I love how it means so much to so many people, but in different ways. And there's also the religious side of it, and if you are religious and you believe in the religious side of Christmas, it's got that very special meaning to it too. But I don't know, when it comes to Christmas, I'm very classical. Like, I want everything to be very classy and, you know, proper when it comes to Christmas. Like, when it comes to, like, lights on the tree, I don't like colored lights. I hate colored lights on the tree.
I like colored lights.
I love white, simple, classic lights. I want a white Christmas. If there's no snow at Christmas, I hate it.
It's not
Christmas if there's no snow.
Do you think it'll snow?
It's Buffalo. He lives in Buffalo. Snow.
The past couple of years, we've had green Christmases, or
which I'm not a
half
fan
green,
of
half white Christmases.
I would like a white Christmas.
Yeah.
Back to the whole lights thing.
Yeah,
I like colored lights. I like white lights. But I don't like the mixture. If you're going to go with white lights, you have to stick with white lights.
You can't mix it up. You're right.
No, you got to stick to one theme.
I don't like colored lights. I think it looks trashy, and I'm sorry. I don't mean to offend you guys if you use colored lights, but I don't like
them. There's a house on my street, and they do white lights, and they do colored lights as well, but they also have purple lights, and it
That's weird.
Kills me.
Yeah.
It's so bad. Purple lights.
Yeah, we alternate between, like, colored lights and white lights on the tree. And we have, like, outside the house, my dad hangs up, like, he used to hang up these old CFL bulbs. So, like, they're old glass bulbs instead of, like, the plastic ones they sell now. Mm-hmm. And he decided not to use them this year. They went out and bought new lights, and there is purple in them. And I'm like, everything, my childhood was a lie. Why'd you change this? Like, everything I've ever known Christmas as a kid has been forever skewed because they're not using the same lights anymore. It's awful.
We recently started a new tradition where my mother puts inflatable Christmas dinosaurs out in the yard, and we've been doing that for a couple years. And so this year we have a Stegosaurus that, you know, wags its tail and it lights up. We have a T-Rex, and now we have a, like, Brontosaurus that has elves sliding down the tail. So that's pretty cool.
How did this start? How did you get into Christmas dinosaurs?
I don't know. I think
That's interesting.
I think we were just at Kmart one year, and we saw it, and we were like, that's pretty cool. So we're going to grab that. The Stegosaurus was our first one, I believe. Hmm. And that's how that started.
Yeah, they were pretty cool up last year. I saw them.
Yeah?
Yeah, they're cool. Yeah. I liked them.
I don't know when we're going to put those up.
Probably when you get home. Yeah. She'll make you do it.
Yeah. I'm in charge of the decorating at my house, and outside, like I said, going back to that, it has to stay. Something's up with this mic. Okay, hold on.
We're having some mic issues over here. One of our mics is
not working.
Anyway, like I was saying, when it comes to, like I said, I'm very, I like the classical, classy Christmas. So outside decorations, I only do, like, garland with the white lights again, and, you know, wrap it around our railings and the red bows and wreaths. But I wait to put everything up until it starts snowing. Like, the first real big snow, I go outside and I put everything up.
I feel like that is just an inconvenience.
It's not, though, because
it's Buffalo.
Well, that, and it needs, like, there needs to be snow for it to be Christmas.
No. See, like, it just,
but then you're cold when you put the lights up.
Yeah, and what if it never snows?
It just happens whenever it happens at my house. Yeah, and what if it doesn't snow?
Okay, Jesse, for your point, the cold doesn't bother me. I love the cold.
Anyway.
Ah, there it is.
Got him.
And if it doesn't snow, which it hasn't past couple of years, I'll put it up, I don't know, like a week or two before Christmas. I'll just suck it up and put them up. But, yeah, Christmas, I always try and listen to, like, Michael Bublé. He's got that classic voice, like Sinatra, Nat King Cole, and Dean Martin. I love listening to their Christmas take, you know, Christmas carols and everything.
You know who has a great Christmas album that I just heard recently?
Who?
Seth MacFarlane. It's no, because he has a great singing voice. Honestly.
He does, yeah.
Because if you're good enough at like voices and impressions, then you can probably pull off singing, and it's a great album, honestly. But I was gonna say your point about being outside in the cold. I'm assuming everyone here probably has a shovel outside of their house. Everyone.
Yeah, it's pretty much always out there, I think.
Yeah.
I have three shovels outside of my house.
I have
just
two.
In case.
Over Thanksgiving break, my dad and I actually fixed our snowblower, so that's all raring and ready to go.
Yeah.
Whenever we need it. But the shovels are out there next to our porch.
For when you're going to need
whenever it snows. Hopefully it snows soon.
If it snows.
It's going to snow.
Does anyone do like the Christmas train under their tree or...
No, we've got one, but we've never used it. I don't think it works. It was my dad's when he was a kid.
Yeah, we pull one up every year. It's a real hassle. It's just,
yeah.
It takes so much work.
Ours is, like, really intricate. We put up, like, little animals throughout the whole thing, and there's people and houses and stuff.
We have one, like, not a really, really good one. Like, it's all right, but... I don't know. We don't put it up every year. It's kind of just like whenever we feel like it.
Ours is always up. Every year it comes up.
But my mom, I think we got rid of it now. But for the longest time, we had we do fake trees in my house. And for the longest time, the one base of the tree that we had, it rotated the tree, and it also had looped Christmas music that it would play. Which was really cool.
That's cool.
Yeah.
To your fake tree statement, we go and we actually cut down our trees every year.
Yeah, we started doing that these past couple of years.
And I actually have no respect for fake trees.
We use a fake tree in my house, but it's because of the train. Like, the needles fall off into the tracks, and it's just a real hassle to clean that up if the train wants to go around in a circle.
Yeah, we always used to do fake trees, but... For some reason, the past couple of years, my dad's wanted to go get a real tree, so we go and we cut it down at a tree farm, Christmas tree farm, and we bring it back, and it's cool.
We used to do real trees at my dad's house, but my stepmom started having, like, allergy issues with them, so we no longer do that.
Do you cut the tree down yourself, Ogie?
I do, yes.
Do you have to carry it back?
I do.
That's why I started going to the gym, because I had to carry the tree back by myself.
At one point, my family did do, like, the real tree, and then, the train ruined it. But, like, they had it up, and it was, like, dying inside the house. So they planted it outside, and they're like, oh, it's probably just going to die. And it, like, and it lived for, like, 25 years.
Oh,
yeah.
Planted your Christmas tree?
Hmm?
You planted your Christmas tree?
Yeah, they took it outside and planted it. Yeah.
Interesting.
And then it came back, and it was up there for a really long time. And my dad used to put Christmas lights in it. And one year he, like, lost a half a string of lights in the tree, and we never got them back. Yeah, so, like, when it finally got, like, the tree got cut down, it's not there anymore. Like, the Christmas lights, he got them back.
Christmas is dead.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
Yeah.
Planting your old Christmas tree.
That's pretty cool.
You could have a Christmas tree farm, and you could cut it down every year and replant it. I don't think it'll work that way, but you can have, like, five trees in rotation and then just keep going with them.
Yeah, I guess. Why not?
Yeah.
Yeah, why not? So do you guys, are you guys big on buying presents for your siblings? Or, like, do you guys go out yourselves and with your own money buy presents for everyone?
Yeah, we started, now that I'm in college, my parents make me buy my own Christmas gifts for people.
Yeah,
they used to chip in and help, but now that I am independent and go to college, they have me buy my own. Actually, all my Christmas shopping is done, which is pretty awesome. I'm pretty psyched about that.
I bought Christmas presents for my siblings for the first time last year, and it was just like, it was mainly gag gifts. My brother has, like, an obsession with, like, fancy stuff, so I bought him a golden stapler. Yeah, and then I just bought some other random stuff for the rest of my siblings.
Last year, my sister got all the free shirts we got at school. I always made sure I got doubles, so I just gave her all the free shirts we got.
That's cool.
It was pretty cool.
Yeah.
I buy for my mom, and that's about it. Cause I'm spoiled, so like any gifts you buy for everyone else, we'll just put my name on it too. And then people are like, "Oh, Michael, thank you so much. It's beautiful." I was like, "Yeah, you know, it's whatever."
Yeah. Yeah,
that's
what my grandma does when for gifts from her and my grandpa. I'm like, "Oh, thanks, grandma. Thanks, grandpa." He goes, "Huh? What'd I get you?" I'm like, "See, this is what you got me."
I see. I buy gifts for my brother and my mom and dad, and then for like all the other family members, they just put my name on the card and stuff like.
Yeah, that's pretty much most of the way it is. Like, I spend my own money on for everyone else, like my parents and my siblings. Recently, I haven't been buying things for my sister. My mom goes out and picks things out, and I'm like, here's the money for it, and I just slap my name on it.
Yeah, that's what, like, if my grandma's like, well, if you see something you like, just buy it, tell me how much it was, wrap it, and I'll give you the money, and just put my name on the label. I'm like, all right. I mean, it's an easy way to go do because, yeah. Like, she doesn't use the computer. She doesn't like online shopping.
Mm-hmm.
She's afraid everyone's going to steal her information. So, like, you're very limited to whatever's on the shelves in stores.
Yeah, and I don't know my sister, like, what she would like, or, like, I really don't have enough interest to be like, oh, she'll like this. So I just, all right, whatever.
Are you guys really bad about, like, getting your Christmas list into your parents?
Yeah. See, I hate giving people Christmas lists.
I do.
Me too.
Because first off, I feel like if you know me, you should be able to buy me a gift. Like, you should be able to that came out wrong. You should be able to know what to get me, you know? Like, I want to know what you thought of to get me. Like, I want to know what came from your heart. Yeah. You know? Like, I hate, and then second off, I hate asking people for things. So it's just like, I don't know, let's just see what you get me. And I like surprises. If you ask for everything and you get everything you ask for, it's like, what's the point? I could have just gone and got it on my own.
Then you have things you want.
Yeah, but you know what's coming, you know?
I used to like,
I like the surprise of everything. That's why you wrap the gifts.
I did the Christmas list as like a kid religiously every year, and then I stopped doing it. And then it basically came down to like my parents would be like, all right, what do you want? And then I'd just be like, I just tell them like one thing I wanted, like the one thing I needed. Like, 1 year was a suit, a watch. Stuff like that.
That
like
was
I
when he was 8 years thing. Old.
Yep.
Yeah, he was a very classy.
When I was younger, we would, our tradition was, we get like a big piece of like poster board, and then me and my brother would go through every like magazine in the house, like every Macy's magazine and other magazines like that, and we'd like cut out pictures of the toys that we wanted, and we glue them on the thing and put them on the wall, and that was so like when Santa came, he could see what we wanted.
That's cool. That's a cool
pull
idea.
Pull it out of his bag. I'd definitely do that with my kids.
I made a list, like, every single year up until about, like, probably
last year.
Junior year of high school. All
right.
So, like, yeah, like last year. But, but like, I would make it and hand it out to all my family members. So, it'd be, like, it'd be this 15-item list. And, like, I'd hand it out to everybody. So, for when they'd ask me, I would just hand them the list. But this year, I'm kind of worried because no one has asked me what I want for Christmas.
I'm too lazy to go through and like put together the links of stuff that I want to send to my parents.
I've actually started Googling, what do I want for Christmas? Like, it's gotten that point where people ask me, I was like, I don't know.
You need someone else to tell you.
I go on to Google and I search top Christmas gifts of 2015 or good gifts to get college students just to see if
I've done that.
You're a poser.
No, I don't know what to ask for. I don't know what I want. I asked for exam P for actuarial science, exam P review book. I asked for underwear.
Very nice.
Underwear. I asked for dress socks. I asked for ties. All practical gifts.
Like, I need all three of those things.
Yeah, I'm to the point now where like it's not things like I want that I'm asking for. It's more or less things I need. Like, so
I like when my mom did this year. She gave me a budget and she gave me her credit card, and so Cyber Monday I sat down and I found everything that I wanted, and so I ordered it and it had it shipped to my home. But I have to like put together an actual list for my dad and my stepmom.
My grandma expects lists from my sister and I on Thanksgiving, and I was like, you know what, I don't know grandma, I can't think.
I'm just banking on my grandma to get me some pajamas,
some
which is always good.
Christmas Story pink footy pajamas, yeah. Dressed like a bunny.
I really want a onesie.
I really want one too.
That's what my sister and I, we always have matching pajamas on Christmas Eve, and then, you know, Christmas morning we're in matching pajamas. Cute. We've done that ever since we were younger. And this year she wanted to find footy pajamas, but it's hard to find footy pajamas that fit me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You just get two pairs and we'll just sew them together. Well,
and those things are expensive.
Yeah, they are.
They're like $50 to like $100.
It's a lot of material.
It's ridiculous. Yeah. So, I don't know. We're probably just going to go out and find pajama pants. Because, like, usually on a Black Friday each year, we go out and go to, like, JCPenney's or Old Navy and find they always have cool Christmas-themed pajama pants. So we didn't do that this year because she was out doing something else. So, we didn't do that this year. But
tradition broke.
I know. But we're still going to go and get the pajama pants.
Mike West, do you have a thought? No?
No.
I thought you were going to say something.
So much for that one.
I don't think so.
No? Something about pajama bottoms or something?
Oh, no. Just there's nothing. You can't go wrong with a good pair of pajama pants, yeah. Seriously.
Right, yeah.
I don't wear pajama pants.
I do. I just don't sleep in them.
I love pajama pants.
When I get home, once that sun goes down, I'm in pajama pants.
Absolutely.
But I take them off. I overheat at night, so I can't wear them to sleep.
I know he doesn't wear pants when he sleeps. I'm his roommate.
That's weird.
He feels everything rub against him.
Okay, anyway, so
Christmas show. Let's on that note, let's take a break. You're listening to Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner.
That's our
show.
Last show.
Yeah,
that's a way to
ever
end a segment.
Wow, that was interesting. All right, we'll be right back. So thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Hey Blues fans, this is Don Marucci, host of Band When I Got the Blues on RMU Radio. If you want to listen to a mix of blues, R&B, jazz, and soul from classic to contemporary artists, tune into my show, Damn Right I Got the Blues, on Thursdays from 4 to 6 p.m. on RMU Radio. Damn Right I Got the Blues, where we're keeping the blues alive one bit at a time, on RMUradio.com. Your campus, your voice.
Pizza Da Casa is a proud sponsor of RMU Radio. Come in now for the RMU Student Specials. Get a 16-inch extra-large cut cheese pizza, along with either a 2-liter or 4 cans of the Pepsi product of your choice for $10.99. Add a whole regular hoagie or dozen wings and get it all for $17.99. Holding a group meeting? Get 4 extra-large cheese pizzas along with the Pepsi product 2-liter of your choice for $34.99. Call 412-262-2272. Pizza Da Casa. From our Da Casa to your Da Casa. Fresh and delicious.
Gray fake plastic mistletoe, wrap me in a great big bow and tear me apart. It's Christmas time, so open up the floodgates. Tell me that you'll be late and rip me apart. 'Cause you say that things will be alright. But I've heard that so many times. Christmas if the snow don't fall, and I'm still standing here 3 feet small. Lose our troubles because after all, it's Christmas time. Yeah, it's Christmas time. Cold icing on the walkway. To the games we play, falling apart. A great big house made out of gingerbread. Crumbles to the ground, we're breaking apart. But you said that things will be alright.
for you to come. It's hard cause I feel so alone, and I just want you to come home. Waiting for you to come. It's hard cause I feel so alone. Tuesday night, spaghetti dinner on RMU Radio.
Yeah, Christmas. Woo! So, welcome back.
Old open.
So much enthusiasm.
But yeah, that lovely song by Kobe Kelly was
Mistletoe
by Kobe Kelly. That's one of my favorite Christmas songs.
She's bae. She is bae.
I had a teacher in middle school that like loved her.
She's cute.
Yeah.
She's golden voice too. It's Christmas. Yeah. Alright, okay, we're good. Okay, we can.
Sorry.
Yeah, anyway. We can kill that.
So yeah, but no, that's one of my favorite Christmas songs. What? Do you guys have a favorite Christmas song?
No, not really.
Just like them all.
Just like every Christmas song.
Sure, we can go with that.
I guess the classic Mariah Carey, "All for Christmas Is You." That's like. No matter how many times you hear it during the season, every time it comes on, you're still like, yeah.
Jam out to
it. I don't know if this counts as a Christmas song, but back in the days of elementary school when we had to do the Christmas pageants, I always liked singing We Three Kings.
That's a good song.
That's a Christmas song.
I like that song.
I like the good old classic Jingle Bells. That's my go-to. I listen to it in the gym everywhere.
I hate Jingle Bells.
You hate Jingle Bells?
Oh, I can't stand it.
Oh. I might have to leave the show today.
All right, see ya.
I gotta say goodbye, everyone. It's been nice talking to you.
It's not my favorite, by any means. Depends on who does it, I guess. Jeff, Christmas?
I'm not a big Christmas music person, but if I had to pick one, I guess it'd be like Run, Rudolph, Run by
There's always Chuck one Berry. Over in the group who doesn't like Christmas music.
It's been established that I don't really like it either.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not huge on it either.
I love Christmas music. Like, when I was younger, I'd start listening to it, like, as soon as the radio stations started playing it.
October?
Yeah, or, like, even, like, right after Halloween, I'd start listening to it. But as I've gotten older, I've had some self-restraint, and I've waited till after Thanksgiving.
By no means do I, like, hate Christmas music. I'm just not going out of my way to listen to it.
Yeah, neither am I. It's great background sound.
Really sets the mood.
Yeah. Like, if you clean the house, why not?
Yeah, over during Thanksgiving break, my mom and I were in Walmart getting some stuff, and I just, like, kept walking around every aisle through the store just so I could listen to the Christmas music, and she had no idea what I was doing. It was, like, two hours later, we left, and she was like, wow, we were in there for a while. I was like, yeah, we were.
That's a bit overboard, but okay.
I need to get my fix every now and
then. My fix.
I love Christmas music. We've established I love Christmas, so it's only natural.
Ogie's in a cold sweat over here. Got a hankering for Christmas songs.
You got joy to the world, man. You got joy to the world.
Yeah. You got those jingle bells, those silver bells.
Silver bells is good.
That's a good one. It is a good one, yeah.
What about Christmas cookies? You guys make Christmas cookies? Everyone's got to have cookies on.
Definitely, you know, family definitely makes cookies. I look forward to no-bakes. Mm. I really enjoy no-bake. You know a no-bake?
I do.
Yeah. I enjoy no-bakes. Those are my favorite.
I'm a chocolate chip kind of guy through and through. I peanut butter sometimes, but mostly just chocolate chip. Can't go wrong.
My favorite is definitely sugar cookies. Just any type of sugar.
I love sugar cookies.
What? Really?
Yeah, you hate sugar cookies? Yeah.
You can do so much with
them. Unless they are like fresh right out of the oven, I will not eat a sugar cookie.
I like those Pillsbury ones who always have like the characters on them.
Yeah.
Jeff, Christmas cookies?
What are the ones with that like the Hershey's Kiss in them?
Yeah.
I like those, but my mom makes them with like the mini Reese cups.
Oh!
Yeah.
My grandma makes those.
And I also really like M&M cookies. My mom will make M&M cookies with just like red and green M&Ms.
My grandma goes absolute insane with cookies. Like, she literally, she's probably started making the cookies for Christmas already. Like,
same
she
with
just
my
goes insane. She makes cutout cookies. She makes all the secret family recipe cookies. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Is that what you guys do for like? Do you guys do a Christmas dessert like after dinner?
Yeah, for desserts, it's
is
all
it like
the,
it's a
all
cookie
the cookies,
platter.
Yep.
Do you do any like? Is it? Does anyone do like a special type of pie or a cake or something like that?
No.
It's just cookies.
Yeah, just straight up cookies. Do you guys still leave cookies and milk out for Santa?
No,
I do.
I mean,
it's changed a little.
I'll put them like on a plate and pour some milk, but I'll eat them right,
right.
immediately.
Oh wait, we do get cake on Christmas. It's not like homemade or anything. Like someone will go out and get a cake specifically for
like
Christmas.
an ice cream cake or just a regular cake.
Just a normal cake.
We heard that.
Oh, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh no. Anyway, yeah, Christmas cake is great. I've never had a bad slice of cake. I'm gonna go ahead and say that right now.
I knew. I'm sure.
Well, that's true. Well, my aunt also makes these like chocolate chip cookie bars. They're so good. Oh my gosh.
What are those pastels? Do you guys what are they?
That's a color.
What are the pizzelles?
Pizzellis? We call them pizzellis.
You guys like those?
Pizzellis.
I hate them.
What are they?
Yeah, what are they? Describe.
They're like,
I don't know.
They kind of
like
look
a thin waffle, like a waffle cone unrolled. It's kind of like that.
I mean, they're not bad.
Imagine a thin waffle, and it's like a cookie.
Yeah, I don't know if I've had that.
My family doesn't make, my sister's boyfriend.
Let me pull
up. It's an Italian cookie.
They're disgusting. I hate them. But my grandma makes them every year.
I can't say I've ever had one.
I actually hate them so
much. Good. Actually, I've got a picture on my Instagram of some of the cookies my grandma makes every year. Now that I think about it, you can put that on Twitter.
Can we talk about how they still air the M&M's commercial from like
the Santa Claus?
Yeah, from like that has to be like
do exist. It does exist.
20 years. It's a great one.
Santa's good.
That's another thing I love about Christmas is
that's tradition.
Back with the classics, the Coca-Cola always plays classic commercials and the M&M's classic commercial. It's
and
awesome.
The Eden Park commercial.
We don't
have
Eden Park. So
well, it's
Park
like
commercials.
It's legendary in Pittsburgh area,
right.
PA.
Wait, is that only a Pennsylvania thing?
I mean, Eden Park's only around in PA.
It's
only
really?
A local chain.
I didn't know that.
It's a local chain. It's not national.
Or what's some of the
like, if you go to Buffalo, you won't have them there.
Yeah, we don't have Eden Park.
Buffalo has nothing.
Well, that's a lie.
They got the Bills, man.
Yeah.
Go Bills.
Well, but what's
the Campbell's Soup one where the kid is...
The Campbell's Soup commercial where the kid's outside all day and he's like a snowman. He comes in and he sits at the table and he's got a big bowl of soup and he melts and he's like, oh, it's great.
That face.
What did he do again?
Because he melts because he's drinking Campbell's Soup. It's great. I love it. And it's in the old 90s pixelated.
Yeah.
It's great. I love it.
This music, man. Jeez.
Classical Christmas. We Three Kings. There you go. We Three Kings.
I composed this piece.
Did you?
Just kidding. I can't do that.
Do you guys do the the Christmas countdown thing where like you open the doors?
The advent calendars? Yeah, I've got one in my room. It's a chocolate advent calendar.
No.
Yeah. My mom
every year my mom
I don't know what that is.
My mom used to buy us the Lego ones where you'd open it up and you'd have a different
Lego
piece. Yeah. And you'd build the Lego piece and it all added up to like one big scene.
That'd be so cool.
That's
pretty cool.
We just got chocolate.
I don't even know. No, I don't do that though. That'd be cool.
Our grocery stores sell the advent calendars that have you open the door and it's a little piece of crappy chocolate, but we
really,
get a
really crappy.
It's just really bad. It tastes like
these
wax
are
when we get every year.
Yeah, he's showing us a picture of that cookie, and I've never thought I had
it. I've had them before, but I don't go out of my way to eat them.
Yeah, those are it.
I'll post it on the
my dad eats
on the Twitter page, and I will ask if you guys like them as well,
or have ever heard of them,
or call in. Why don't you go ahead and plug that Twitter account?
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead. Why don't you?
That is the
plug.
That's the Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Twitter account. That's at TNSD_RMU on Twitter.com. You can check us out there. Follow us.
Give us a follow.
I follow you.
I think we followed you back.
Thank you.
If you follow them, you're great, and I love you.
They tweet out polls sometimes. Polls are always really
strong.
Sure,
we do.
I love the Twitter polls now.
Everyone likes a good poll, and you're going to get one today. So, look for that. Yeah.
Go ahead.
I actually had nothing to say.
Well, look at the time.
Oh, wow.
It's almost 8 o'clock.
Okay.
Dang, this flew by.
So it's about time to leave you guys.
We're going to have to call it a wrap on our last show of the semester.
Last show of the year.
Yeah.
Last show of 2015.
Study hard.
Wow. Yes. Finals week coming up next week. Everyone
go work hard, play hard.
Guys,
good luck on your finals. Don't mess it up, Spellman.
Yes.
Oh, we didn't get Mike's minute in.
Mark's minute.
Oh, Mark's
minute.
Yeah,
we didn't even get Mark's minute anyway.
Call him now. See if we can get it in.
We've got a minute left.
Let's go. I don't think we're going to get. Okay, we'll call him.
We can try.
All right, we'll extend the show.
What was the question again? What's the question for him?
His favorite childhood Christmas memory.
All right. Might be here for a whole
We're trying to establish a new segment here on Tuesday Night Spaghetti Dinner Show where we call Mr. Michael Spellman's dad and ask him a question.
He gets 1 minute to respond to the question.
Mark's minute.
Which is the fun.
He knows nothing about this.
No, he doesn't. We just call him randomly.
He knows I have the show. He's trying to
listen. You told him now?
I haven't told him about Mark's minute, but he knows about the show.
He's probably, if he's listening right now, he's probably like,
don't tell him he's on the show. Yeah, just like ask him. Just straight ask him and see what
Dad,
he said. Don't tell him you're on the show.
Be quiet so I can listen to him.
Hello, Michael Spellman.
Hello, Mark Spellman. How are you?
I am well.
Do you happen to be listening to the show tonight?
I am not.
No?
I probably should be. Am I on it?
You are on it right now. This is Mark's Minute.
Wow.
Yeah. So
what can I help you guys with tonight?
We know what your favorite Christmas memory is. If you can think of one.
My favorite Christmas memory.
Yeah.
Boy, that's off the radar. That's not even really there yet. So I got to think about that. My favorite Christmas memory would probably be the Christmas that we had. You were a newborn. Your brother was a
child.
And your twin cousins were there.
Where were we at with that? Where were we?
We were in Munholm.
Oh, okay.
On Briley Lane.
Yeah.
So
anything?
It was mass mayhem of presents being ripped apart.
Well, sounds like a good time.
It was a good time. So what is the topic tonight?
It was a Christmas special.
Christmas memory?
It was just Christmas. It was a Christmas special. We talked all things Christmas.
Oh, very good. Very good. Did you talk Christmas beers? Because I had my first Christmas beer this week.
What's a Christmas beer? Really?
It was basically a Christmas beer. It was brewed.
What is that? Wait, does it have like the shavings of Santa Claus's beard in it? I don't.
I think it had a little nutmeg in it, and some cinnamon, and you know, just all the flavors of Christmas.
All right. Did you give the beer a pass or a fail?
I gave it a pass.
All right.
Give it a pass.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to ask him that on air.
Don't ask that then.
All right. Well, thank you, Mark. That has been your minute.
I appreciate being able to be a minute man.
We appreciate you coming on. All right, Mark. Good night.
There you go. Mark's minute, everybody.
Mark Spellman, the living legend.
What a way to end the 2015
unreal
semester.
Sometimes.
Yeah. That was great.
Yep.
All right. I think now we can go to sleep happy with this semester of shows now that we had Mark's minute. Any other final thoughts, gentlemen?
I like turkey.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate.
Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa.
True. I forgot about the Charlie Brown Christmas special. That's also really good.
Awesome. Just whatever you celebrate, have a happy one.
Just make sure it's happy.
Yep.
Don't forget about the troops.
All right, I think we're good.
All right.
Well, to
all of our loyal listeners out there, thank you very much for listening to us this semester. We will talk to you in 2016. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, and as always, everyone say it with me.
Let's go Duke!
No?
No?
Go Bills.
Let's go Bills.
Go Bills. Oh, Bills. Go Bills. Go Bills. Right.
Good night, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
If you want the best in RMU sports talk radio, tune in every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. for Colonial Talk, featuring RMU Radio's Vince Russo and Colin Sullivan.
If your butt doesn't get pumping after that one, I don't think you have a pulse, so.
Listen as the two banter on all RMU sports, both women's and men's.
Everything is awesome. Everything's cool when you're part of a team.
You won't want to miss the hard-hitting duo that holds no punches when it comes to dishing it out.
Hashtag no mercy.
That makes no sense.
Call into the show by dialing 412-397-6816 to voice your opinions on their hot takes on Colonial sports. But remember to keep it clean.
A little unsanitary, to say the least.
That's 412-397-6816. Colonial Talk airs every Wednesday from 4 to 6 p.m. Find us on the TuneIn app or through iTunes live streaming on RMU Radio. Your campus, your voice.